The weather is nice and cold here. It's in the 30s and 40s, which I know for those of you that are from northern parts of the world, that's like spring. But for us from Texas, this is definitely winter. This is where they're going to have the Mass of Divine Mercy tomorrow. Right around the shrine, they have a living stations, which we will come to the last one, or one of the last ones. And then they have a big tent for confessions, as well as a tent here on your right for adoration. With the image of Divine Mercy.
So I'm here at the National Shrine of Divine Mercy, and one of the awesome things about having a devotion to the souls in purgatory is I came here to the Marian Cemetery to pray, and guess what? There's no one here. It's awesome. There's many beautiful places to pray here. The shrine itself, an adoration tent, but when you come and pray for the souls in purgatory, often you're the only one there. And so you both get the privilege of being alone and silence, but also the graces of gratitude, because these souls see that you're one of the few. So to all of you watching, to all of you who have a love for the souls in purgatory, have that knowledge in your heart that you're unique. You're kind of one of a kind and few, like the beloved disciple at the foot of the cross. And we get to serve a real privilege to these souls who are extremely thankful. And Jesus takes it as if done to him. One thing that's beautiful here is that they have the stations of the cross for you to pray, presumably for these souls that are here. I'll show you where they are. They're kind of right here on the trees. Another thing that you see when you look at the dates at which some of these Marians died, there was two of them that died on December 8th, their main feast day, and one on the vigil December 7th. One, for instance, died the day that he was born. These things tell you that what you sow, you reap. So if you have a love for the Blessed Mother, chances are you might receive the grace of dying on one of her feast days. If you have a love for the souls in purgatory, that will also be your reward at the moment of death. And so these are amazing things that we want to reap in heaven. Exactly, we want to know what we are going to reap in heaven. So in our love for the souls in purgatory, perhaps we're going to die on November 7th, on November 2nd, this great feast day, or Christmas Eve. Things for us to think about.
Today, bring to me souls who have become lukewarm and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls wound my heart most painfully. My soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm souls. They were the reason I cried out, "Father, take this cup away from me, if it be your will.
Immersed in the abyss of Jesus' mercy are the souls that wounded Jesus' heart most painfully and caused him to suffer a most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives. In the fire of his pure love, those souls who are like corpses, as St. James would agree, might be once again set aflame with the very ardor of Christ's own love.
For the sake of his soul.